Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. More people than ever want to be happy in their career and personal life, but they're going about it all wrong. I'm here to set the record straight and emphasize the importance of prioritizing your mindset. I'm thrilled you're here. All right. I might ruffle some feathers here when I say this, but I gotta say it. Work-life balance is total bullshit. This is such a bullshit phrase in my mind, this so-called work-life balance. If you're ever interviewing for a job and the interviewer asks you what's important to you in finding your next position, don't ever say work-life balance. No one on the other side of that table wants to hear that. I've been helping companies all across the nation hire people for 2 decades now, and interviewers will tell me time and time again, gosh, I hate it when people say they're looking for work-life balance. What they want to hear is what's important to you about the company you are checking out that you want to go work for. Is it that they treat their employees well? Or they have a collaborative environment, a team environment. They want to hear what your passion is and how it relates to the job you're interviewing for. They want to hear why you love working in that type of role so they can ensure that your strengths align with the responsibilities of the position. These are the things that they want to hear. And I hate to break it to you, but work-life balance is on you. You are the creator of what you do every day. If you don't have the balance you need, you gotta create it. You are responsible for this. If you're allowing your boss to take advantage of you and you're working 60, 70, 80 hour work weeks, what that tells me is you gotta speak up and set some boundaries, my friend. Yes, I'm totally calling you out. That's on you. Companies want people who will drive for results no matter what, who are going to go the extra mile, who will get the job done and do it well. When you say you want work-life balance, the cat is out of the bag. You don't sound like that type of person that they want to hire, do you? No. All right, my rant is over. The Renee rant is over. Let's talk about how to give yourself permission to get some balance in your life if you feel like it's something you're lacking. Frankly, I say live your life how you want. Do the things you want to do and focus on the stuff that's important to you. This sounds so easy, right? Well, to most of us, it's not. People let their bosses take advantage of them. When you are the yes employee, your boss is going to keep piling the work on your plate. And then you're working massive hours each week, which is taking time away from your family, time away from your hobbies, time away from your downtime, from all that other stuff that you love to do outside of work. Maybe you're the caregiver in your friend group and you're awesome at helping people with their problems. Maybe you're this person at work too. Everyone comes to you for help with their problems. You're a good listener and you give great advice. What a burden for you. You're carrying the weight on your back like a load of bricks in a backpack. Bricks of dependency. Being there for everyone and for their problems. People just keep coming to you with their problems. What about you? Do you have any energy left to solve your own problems? How much extra time would you have in your day if you weren't helping solve someone else's problems, everyone else's problems? How much time would it be? You may be thinking, but what if I didn't help them? What would happen to them? They would solve their own fucking problems eventually. They are grown-ass adults. Let them take on some problem solving for themselves. It will help them grow and learn and expand their horizons. Back to finding balance, because this is the buzzword of the day. I personally prefer the word fulfilled myself, but we're going to roll with the word balance today, okay? We all get to have the balance we want because as human beings, we have the power to choose. We get to make choices for ourselves in our lives. So let's follow through on this and make the best choices for ourselves. And you may or may not know, I'm a wife, mother of two girls that are in middle school. They're 12 and 14. I have two dogs, two long-haired chihuahuas. I run a business. I have a team of employees. I'm on the planning committee of the Power of 100. I volunteer for Junior Achievement. My daughters are very active in sports, cross country, dance team, competitive dance, competitive swim. One plays the trombone and cello. The other one plays the flute. I am one freaking busy lady. And I'm only sharing this with you so you can get a picture of my weekly schedule, and maybe yours is very similar. Friends and people in my circle, if they ask me to get together, they often hear me reply to them, "I'm living day by day. Let me get back to you." I say this because I have a couple calendars that I need to check before I can commit to getting together with them because of all these activities, right? And my kids. And to be honest, I'm never bragging about being busy. I don't ever want to be busy. I would never do that. This is a time in my life right now with my kids and how old they are. It is the busiest time I've ever experienced in my life. Guess what though? I'm relishing in it. I'm relishing in every single minute of it. I'm an in the moment gal, being present in the moment. And I gotta tell you, this was not always the case. Back in the day, I would have 3,000 thoughts flying around my head, spinning around every single second. I was type AAA, super impatient, mega high achiever and perfectionist. But today, I'm here, right now, in this moment, and it feels fantastic. And you know I'm all about mindset. I'm all about being better today than I was yesterday. And I know the quality of my life is based on my thoughts. And I remember when my oldest daughter, Aubrey, her swim really started taking off. I'll never forget it. We were hanging on my boat with one of my dear, dear friends, Stacy. And here I was complaining about all these swim meets taking place on the weekends. They were all out of town, so we'd have to stay in a hotel nearly every single weekend in the summer. And I was totally bitching to Stacy about it, because it was totally cutting into my summer boating time. Good news, Stacy, she didn't agree with my complaining. And she says, "How honored are you, Renee, that you get to watch your daughter thrive in a sport that she's so passionate about, so talented in, and one that she loves." My body and emotions stopped in that moment. Like someone slapped me across the face. Oh my God, for being a huge mindset person, what the hell was I doing? Complaining about my awesome daughter who is an incredible swimmer? Hell yeah, I'm honored to get to watch her at every single swim meet. What was I doing with the thinking and complaining? And I remember chatting with my husband Dustin about this, that I was complaining. And we both came to the conclusion that our boat is going to be there when she's out of school, when she's out of our house. And we'll have as much time as we want on the boat in the future. But for now, hell yeah, we're going to be at every swim meet. And hell yeah, we are going to feel honored to be there. Thank you so much, Stacy. I needed that reminder. So today, in honor of balancing work and family and kids and aging parents and all the overwhelm that comes with it, I wanted to share with you guys how you can find that delicate balance between work and family life and personal time, because it is a struggle. It's real. But at the end of the day, It's on you to create it for yourself. So I want to go back to when I worked in corporate America. I worked at Target Corporation. I had just returned from maternity leave with my youngest daughter, Elena. So it's probably 2012 sometime. I came back to work right when they were doing performance reviews and raises. So they were doing performance evaluations. And what I remember is their performance review scale at the time was like a 0 to 100 scale. Most people got in the 70s. Some got some in the 80s, which was better than 70. And it was rare to get in the 90s. But if you were in the 90s, you best be getting promoted soon. Okay, so I come back from maternity leave and I have my review. And I get a 79. Now, mind you, there is smoke coming out of my ears. A fucking 79? At the time, I was an executive recruiter there. And we were evaluated on all kinds of KPIs. I had the best KPIs of my entire career that year. I broke hiring records that year with the results I drove and delivered. So do you know what I did? Behind the scenes, I gave Target two middle fingers and decided to only work 40 hours a week. Not a minute more. Only 40 hours a week. Yep, I gave the company a big fuck you. Do you want to know what happened the following year after only working 40 hours a week? I'll tell you. You guessed it. Highest review score ever. Did you ever think that was going to happen? That would come out of my mouth? Yeah, I was laughing my ass off. And then I was kind of pissed at myself because of all the long hours I put in all the years before. Dang it. The fastest and easiest way to get some balance back in your life is to work less. Shocking, right? Work less. I did it, and boy, did it work out in my favor. Okay, what else needs to be considered to get some balance in our lives? You want to see a change, but you're overwhelmed, and you take every spare second you have to spend it on caring for your family or your friends or just not taking action, and you might be sitting in procrastination. So how do you take the first step towards balancing work and family amidst all the chaos? It all begins with a shift in your mindset. If you are saying your life is chaotic, it's gonna be chaotic. Choose your words carefully. So change how you think about it. A great question I love to ask myself anytime I'm feeling overwhelmed is, what can I do to make this easy? The word easy will shift your emotions. How does your body respond to the word when I say chaos? How do you feel when I say chaos? How does your body respond when I say the word easy? When I say the word easy? Yes, easy just makes you feel relieved just thinking about it. So don't think about what I can do to make my life less chaotic. Think about, what can I do to make my life easier? Then figure out what's important to you and make it a priority. I personally love working. I love solving problems. I love helping people. I'm so passionate about recruiting and coaching people. It doesn't even feel like work to me. Time just flies by. I'm definitely in my zone of genius. And I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times, but put what's most important to you on your calendar first. Block off all that time first. For me, on my calendar, that is family vacations, dance competitions, swim meets, my monthly massages, kids' sports practice. Prioritizing means choosing the things that are most important to you, the things that are your non-negotiables. We only have so much time and energy in a day, so where are you going to focus your time and energy most? Have you been saving that thing you've been telling yourself you're going to work on until the last couple hours of your day when you're exhausted and ready to go to bed? This is the perfect example of putting off what you want to do because you're tired. If you were to think about your day for a minute and say to yourself, if I get this done, then today would be a huge success for me. what would that one thing be? Are you prioritizing that thing every single day? All right, so you've changed your thoughts on how you can make it easy. You got your priorities down. So what's next? Next is boundaries. And let's be real here. As a wife, mother, sister, daughter, aunt, boss, whoever, do you have any boundaries? Have you ever thought about how you might need to set some boundaries? And you may think that boundaries would separate us from others, but they actually do the opposite. A boundary includes a request you make of someone to change a certain behavior and a consequence of what you will do to self-protect it if they violate that boundary with you. Because healthy boundaries promote self-responsibility and empowerment. They lead to closer relationships with others. And weak boundaries, and having weak boundaries can have people walking all over you or bosses walking all over you, which can distance you from people because you might resent them. And a lot of us confuse requests with boundaries, okay? So if you say, I wish my husband would take out the trash each week, or I'd like my boss to give me more praise, these are not boundaries. These are requests. And it's okay to make requests like this of other people. But when your happiness depends on them fulfilling the request, you could have a serious problem. You do not want your happiness to be dependent on what someone else does or someone else does not do. And you can't control other people, and you don't need to. Boundaries should always come from a place of love to promote self-kindness. And setting boundaries can be scary and intimidating. You may be afraid that if you take care of yourself and tell the truth, you might make someone angry. Having conversations about boundaries can be uncomfortable and challenging. It's hard work. But this is awesome work. And honoring yourself is what authentic and true, along with the willingness to let other people interpret it as they will. It's difficult, but well worth it in the end. If you can't find courage to have conversations like this in relationships, then you might be, you know, wondering why your relationships aren't deep and intimate and close. Or worse, maybe the relationship like blows up in the end because the built up resentment and hostility, and then we're blaming the other person for our lack of setting boundaries. One of the boundaries I had to set with my family was if I was in the gym, in our home gym, there was no interrupting me. This was my personal time, and if you need something, it's just going to have to wait. And when my kids were toddlers, they'd totally barge in on me. You know, toddlers. And I'd communicate with them. Hey, honey, remember, this is mommy time. I can help you when I'm done. And I would escort them out of the room. And I had to do this a few times at the beginning. But now they totally understand. And now they're, you know, preteen and teenagers. They totally get it. The last piece of our balance puzzle is self-care. If you aren't taking care of yourself, how are you showing up as your best self? Not only for other people, but for yourself. You are the most important person in your life. If there's no you, there's nobody else. Think about how much clearer your mind would be if everything you do, that you're fully taking care of yourself. I'm not talking about doing a face mask every other month. I'm talking about fully showing up for yourself mentally and physically every single day. Because you need this self-care to recharge. You can't expect your body and mind to show up full speed, full capacity every single day if you aren't nurturing it. And I'm all about habit stacking. When I used to exercise at home, I would exercise in the morning. I'd meditate in my home gym right after. And I had my journal in the drawer next to me. And then I'd write down in my gratitude journal three things I was grateful for. When I started going to Farrell's Gym this past September, this threw my habit stacking totally out the window. I stopped meditating in the morning. I'd write down three things I was grateful for when I got to work. And then I'd scramble to find time to meditate somewhere in my day. It was never consistent. Some days I'd fit it in. Other days I wouldn't do it. And I had to fix this. So I sat down and thought it through. What can I do to fit meditation back into my routine so it would be easy? And the funny thing is, as I explored this, I realized I was having emotions about it. I was feeling the loss of my old routine inside myself. Wowza, the loss of my routine? This actually happens to a lot of people, feeling the loss of a habit, but they aren't aware of it. So I recognized it and dug even deeper because I'm becoming a whole new person with this going to the gym business I started doing in September. And I'm becoming an entirely new person in so many ways because of all these new habits I've had to make, right? So I decided to make a new routine so it would be easy for me. Now I go to the gym, I exercise, I come home, I eat breakfast, then I meditate, and I write down three things I'm grateful for in my gratitude journal. I chose a new spot for my meditation, and my journal is in the drawer right next to where I meditate, and I've been sticking to it ever since. I've released the emotions with the old me, and I'm looking forward to the new, healthiest, best version of me. So, the key points from today's episode are: choose the words you use about your life carefully. Prioritize what's most important to you on your calendar first. Understand that healthy boundaries promote self-responsibility and empowerment. And practice self-care, because if there's no you, there is nothing else. Thank you so much for listening today. I believe in your ability to find balance between work and family life, regardless of the challenge. I encourage you to share this episode with someone you love and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. We'll see you next week. Cheers, everyone.